Beckerle's abrupt firing has sparked a series of protests by faculty and staff over the past week. On Monday, demonstrators marched through the University of Utah campus demanding a reason for Beckerle's termination. Susan Sheehan, president and chief operating officer of the Huntsman Cancer Foundation, says if Beckerle is not reinstated, replacing her may prove challenging.
We were concerned about the manner in which this change was handled. You know, looking at the perspective of the John M. Huntsman family, I think that they were owed greater communication and dialogue than they were offered because of how this has been handled at the University of Utah. I think it would make people think twice about wanting to put their hat in the ring for this position because Dr. Beckerle wasn't treated with much fairness.
Beckerle is a renowned cell biologist. She has been with the U of U for over 20 years and led the institute for 11. Her performance as CEO has earned her nationwide acclaim.
A very well-respected former head of the National Cancer Institute, Harold Varmus, spoke up against this change last week and was quoted as saying, "When you think of top cancer center leaders in the U.S., Mary Beckerle is top of mind." And to have sort of somebody at his level of respect speaking, you know, that strongly out in behalf of Dr. Beckerle and her track record, I don't know how you could possibly question her leadership.
John Huntsman, founder of the Huntsman Cancer Institute, responded with two full-page newspaper ads criticizing the University of Utah's decision, calling the college's administration bloated, inept, and uncaring, and determined to derail life-saving work. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Dennis Stock.